So the meditation that we're going to have now is short and simple, but I think it's important, and it's actually very related to the white handkerchief that you have in front of you, because we're going to meditate on the birth of Christ. And in this case, I want to invite you to contemplate these two characters on the Christmas scene, that they're always there in the Christmas scene, or almost always there. And sometimes we just skip them, or we don't think that they're that important. And maybe you've guessed already the two characters that I'm speaking about. They are the donkey and the cow. So this meditation is about the donkey and the cow. And so even in very old Christmas scenes, so from the very first Christians or from the Middle Ages, when they were just drawing and doing these miniatures about about Christ, there was this cow and this donkey, and it's like, oh, how insistent are they? There was a donkey and a cow, and not in all of them, but in most of them, they're both looking at the child, like very surprised, the cow and the donkey of what they're experiencing. And in many of them, because I kind of like try to see, I try to see first the face of Mary. If it's a beautiful face, I like the Christmas scene. And then if I not, like, this author really need more faith. Like, he has to draw a beautiful Mary. And the second is, like, I see the, of course, the child Jesus and St. Joseph, but the donkey and the cow are very important. And they're always with this expression, or in many cases, they're with this expression of all, like, and not just because they're animals, but because also there's a message there. Now, and this is, of course, my theory. You can not take it or whatever you want. But I think that the donkey is the past and the future, and the cow is the present. And so both together, they represent time. And of course, Jesus, the baby Jesus, is representing eternity. So what I said before about 100 gallons of milk just passing in a half gallon bottle, it's more or less what these two animals are experiencing. And it's like, how come is he here? It's like, he's the creator, he is eternity. And time is thinking, I thought eternity was above me, that I would never be able to experience something that was so high above me. And now I am time, and I'm watching eternity, which is actually, from another point of view, very much the experience that Simon, in the presentation of Jesus in the temple, and Anna, you know, the prophet woman, the prophetess that saw Jesus, it's like, now you can let your servant rest in peace, because my eyes have seen your salvation. Like, I didn't know that I was going to see what the whole history of Israel is waiting for. And time is like, well, they always compare us, like, eternity as we are nothing, but now time, eternity, is so accessible to us. And if you look at the, now, why am I saying that the donkey is the past and the future and the cow is the present? Well, you see, Jesus was not conceived in Bethlehem. He was conceived in Nazareth. So that means that at a certain point, they traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And as tradition just shows us in so many drawings and pictures and in different plays that we see in the theaters of kids, Catholic, we see that the donkey brought them there. So it's like, what brought me here to my present, where Jesus is right now present, is with me. And that's the cow. The cow is there as present because we are in the stall of the cow. They didn't bring the cow from anywhere. The cow was just there, probably belongs to the local farmers. And probably they are drinking the milk of the cow to sustain themselves, like Mary and Joseph. So it's like, hey, this cow is taking care of our present needs. And then the donkey is the future because they're not going to stay there forever. They're going to go to Jerusalem to circumcise the kid, but they're also going to Egypt, and they're going to Egypt with the donkey. So the donkey represents the future. And so that's why I'm saying that the donkey is the past and the future, and the cow is the present, and also that surprise of the cow and the donkey. But now, I think that we all have our donkeys. That's our past. We all have our past. And sometimes we don't like our donkeys so much, you know, because they're donkeys. I mean, they're not like the most beautiful animals in the world. And also because maybe this donkey has, you know, this spot in the side where he doesn't have hair. So I don't like that because it's not so nice. Or I don't like the color of this donkey. Or no, I don't know, there's something about the face of this donkey. And well, like a meditation on the past. But it's a meditation that I'm inviting you to face your donkey, to face your past, but with a lot of love. You know, I love my donkey. And I love my donkey because, good or bad, this donkey brought me here, and I'm with Jesus Christ right now. And good or bad, it was God's plan. And I died in the confession, as we saw before. So everything that was bad about my past has been redeemed. And so my past, even the sin in my past, and the donkey's not just sin. I mean, the donkey's much more. There's so many good things about the donkey, so many good things about my past. There's also sin, but don't focus on sin. I mean, there are so many other things to focus on. But even the sin, in a certain way, it's something that makes me humble, because it makes me see, well, that thing about my past that I'm absolutely not proud about, God has made it as showing his power, that his mercy was stronger than any sin I could have committed. And so I look at my past as something that helped me to grow in my circles, because thanks to that specific past, I've been humble enough to grow to my present stage. And with the help of God, I will continue growing in the future. So this is love for the donkey. And then also love for the cow, like your present. Because I'm sure that your present is full of challenges and difficulties and problems that you left behind and that you're dealing with right now. But at the same time, it's like, I am with Jesus. The cow is in this stall or in this grotto or whatever it is, in this cave where we're together with Jesus. And the cow is like looking at Jesus. And Jesus is like happy for the cow, you know? Just think about Jesus wanting to pet the cow. And pet also the donkey. I mean, there were so many hours there. It's like Jesus is like, hey, I don't have any toys. It's like, but he's looking around. It's like, whoa, donkey. It's like, okay, you want to go to the donkey? So Mary's just taking him to the donkey, and he's petting the donkey. Imagine what the donkey feels, huh? Like being pet by Jesus. It's like, I wish I was donkey to be like with Jesus, no? And then cow. And then he goes and pets the cow. And then you think, Jesus loves my past. And Jesus loves my present. Because he is there, and he's petting my past, and he's petting my present. And then, of course, it's the future, no? It's a future with Jesus. And that's interesting. That's the difference between the donkey before Bethlehem and the donkey after Bethlehem. Because Jesus was all the way with Mary and Joseph. We all agree. Jesus was present all the way from Nazareth. And they knew it because Mary was pregnant. So in her pregnancy, Mary was making Jesus present to herself and to Joseph in all that trip towards Bethlehem. So we are not going to Bethlehem to our present. We are not going to Bethlehem alone, but we're going with Jesus. We know that. And it's like before you came here, you knew that Jesus was with you, and maybe you were not so much aware of it, but now that you're here, you see, yes, even when I was 7 years old and I fought with my friends in the school and I was very sad and I felt very lonely, whatever it is, but you saw Jesus was all the way there. But sometimes you just didn't see him. But after Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph don't just know that Jesus is with them, but for the first time in a trip, they see him. It's different. It's different to have Jesus in your womb than just to have him in your arms and see Jesus. I mean, both is wonderful. It's the presence of God. But there's something about the future, and this is like in the middle of the spiritual exercises, like a sign of hope. I'm called to see Jesus from now on in my life. Not just to know that he is there, but just to see him. Jesus wants me to see him. And it's like a certain petition, which is a petition also very present in the Psalms. And I'm inviting you to read, for example, Psalm 27. It's like the desire to see the face of God. God, I want to see your face. And this is something that you see in Bethlehem. It's like God answered your prayers and it's showing you his face. He was with you all the way from Nazareth till now. But in Bethlehem, he's showing you his face. And that's what you're going to see in the future. Only the face of God. Mary didn't stop to see Jesus one second after Bethlehem, because she was always in touch with Jesus. And even when Jesus went to his father after the ascension, Mary had the Lord present because she had the Holy Spirit. And she could just see Jesus in the apostles. She could see Jesus in the poor. She could see Jesus in the neighbor. She could see Jesus in everyone. And that's what you're called to. You're called to see Jesus everywhere thanks to the Holy Spirit. And that's the future. That's going in that donkey with Joseph protecting you, but with Jesus in your arms, like seeing Jesus. So that's the small meditation on Christmas. Because Christmas is so wonderful, we're going to have another meditation in Christmas, which is going to be the Epiphany in our next meditation. Don't think about the Epiphany right now. Just concentrate on that. Concentrate on your donkey and on your cow. It's very important. Okay.